India's recent performances in Test cricket have been disappointing, culminating in a rare series defeat against New Zealand in their own backyard. In the Pune Test, India succumbed to a 113-run loss, adding to the woes of an already dismal campaign that began in Bengaluru, where they were shockingly bowled out for just 46 runs in their first innings, ultimately losing the match by 8 wickets. With the series currently favouring the Black Caps at 20, India find itself in a precarious situation. The first day of the final test, which began on Friday, painted a similar picture, if not completely. India, despite having the upper hand, lost 3 wickets in the last 10 minutes to finish the opening day at 864. Among the 3 sent back was Yashasvi Jaiswal, 30, who was bowled by left-arm spinner Ajaz Patel, 233, while playing the reverse sweep with a couple of overs left in the day. A defeat, hence, would mark the first time India have been whitewashed at home in a test series since the 19,992,000 season. The stakes are high, and the pressure is mounting as India seeks to avoid an ignominious conclusion to this series and restore its reputation on the international stage, and in their first innings, India's bowlers excelled, restricting South Africa to 176 runs and establishing a 49-run lead. However, the situation deteriorated for the men in blue in their second innings, where they collapsed spectacularly, bowled out for a mere 113 runs. This left South Africa requiring only 164 runs to secure victory. Openers Gary Kirsten and Herschel Gibbs provided a solid foundation, forging a partnership of 51 runs for the first wicket. Although the Proteas lost a few wickets during their chase, Jacques Callis and Mark Boucher remained composed, guiding their team to the target with relative ease. Despite India's defeat, Sachin Tendulkar was a standout performer, scoring an impressive 97 runs and earning the Player of the Match award for his efforts. The last time India faced a clean sweep at home in a multi-match test series was during February-March 2000 against South Africa, when they lost both matches. Led by Sachin Tendulkar, the first test was held at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, where South Africa emerged victorious by 4 wickets. India batted first but struggled, posting only 225 runs on the board, and